Hello, it's Monday, May 24th, and that means two things. One, happiness doesn't come from money. Happiness comes from the Old Norse hap, which means good fortune. And it's time for the lighting industry news brief brought to you by Keystone and their XFIT outdoor fixtures. These come in 5 wattages, a couple different mounting options, built-in photo cells, built-in color select, so you can just flip the color to what you need on the site. Keep it easy, keep it simple, keep it to the link in the show notes so they know I sent you. And let's get to the news. The DOE has set a new L prize. This is a new design and development contest targeting commercial lighting. Acuity has acquired AI accelerator Rockpile Ventures. Their co-founder has been promoted to a new IoT division. The DOE, once more, is considering changing the lumens per watt requirement for A lamps, possibly to match the current California standard. DOE, once again, has saved $13 billion in energy costs through the Better Buildings Initiative. Nanosys has acquired Glow. Nanosys makes quantum dots. Glow makes micro LEDs. We have confirmed that the 405 nanometer light, which is just plain old purple, does have antimicrobial properties. Construction costs are creeping ever higher, with lumber, copper, and steel and iron are all up the past 2 months. The IES has extended their report, their progress report deadline. You can submit anything to it by the 26th. Osram has accepted a climate friendliness award. They are among the top 3,000 companies, according to the German Society for Consumer Tech. Get a Grip on Lighting highlights Kelly Roberts and Laura McDonald Stewart of the ArcLight Summit. IES NYC is granting 2 scholarships to Katerina Matijic and Diana Osicki. They'll be getting $25,000 toward their master's degrees. Satco is partnered with Tuya. Starfish products will now have their smart approval stickers going forward. Deco has posted losses. That's more than $1 million down in revenue in the past 2 months. Furniture Lighting Decor Magazine has named their finalists for Showroom of the Year. The full list is split across 3 size categories. GE Current, a Daintree company, has launched new websites for GE Current and LED.com. Leviton's recognition program has returned. Their former 5-star dealer program is back as the Pro Support and Rewards program. Beacon Lighting is having a profitable year, according to their CEO. Flash Technology is entering the turnkey lighting market, focused on towers, electrical towers, windmills, any cell towers, anything that sports FAA-required lighting. In legal briefs, Cree is making 5 patent claims against RAB. The infringement case is now before judicial review. Radulescu has bolstered their case against Super Lighting. The court has allowed new counterclaims related to TLED patent portfolios. M3, a sports lighting startup, has sued Hubble over an agreement for brand and portfolio of patents. CED has dismissed their case against Hallmark Lighting, and LED iBond has secured patents in the EU for using the aluminum layers that already exist in LED tech products to transmit power and data. In events, we have the DOE once more announcing an energy code conference. This will run July 20th through 22nd. On the internet, PNL will be hosting a webinar on light and wellness on the 6th. Fiberglass poles will gain 5% of market share. Horticultural lighting will experience 21% growth over the next 6 years. DPUV LEDs will reach $5.5 billion in market value by 2026. POE lighting is set for 30% growth over 5 years. Industrial lighting will gain just under 5% growth by 2026. Signify claims that UVC's growth is a sprint, the opposite actually. Signify's CEO claims that UVC adoption is a slow and steady thing, a marathon, not a sprint. The Internet of Everything is set to expand by 27% over the next 7 years, and global LED markets will reach $42 billion in 2026. In recommended reading, all links are available on our site at nail.org. Light and Behavior, a History and Understanding How They Interact. We can analyze the state of the supply chain right now, a history of neon lights. We have a primer on PoE and smart buildings, and four possible futures for LED lightings. In IoT, Philips Hue will now be compatible with Matter, that you might know as Chip, but it's the same standard, but with new partners. DALI has partnered with Thread for commercial lighting convergence. Wirepass has prepped a non-cellular 5G network for connectivity in the IoT space. In R&D, we have UV baths to boost coral growth in indoor growth tanks. Curtis Mathis is offering early findings in red light therapy related to inflammation. We have Rotman lenses developed by the folks at GIT, turning radio waves directly into electricity, specifically 5G signals that already exist. You can siphon cell phone towers for power, is what they're saying. And we have some Dutch mental health experts linking bright light in the morning to improvements in bipolar disorders. In dark sky news, Appalachian Mountain Club is a dark sky park. The businesses of Potter County are pushing for dark sky even harder than anyone else. The IDA fixture seal of approval program gives their year in review, adding 12 companies in 7 countries. LED streetlights are no worse for driver sleep habits than HPS, according to a very small, literally 10 guys, study from NASEM. And mayflies are known to prefer blue, green, and UV light as a mix. This spectrum is key to attracting insects to bridges, or not attracting them, as the case may be. CCT and shields didn't really affect mayfly behavior. In local news, Kamloops, BC will be upgrading their street lamps. Alma, Ontario is adding $400,000 in decorative pedestrian lighting. Goleta, California is replacing 1,300 street lamps. Hanover, New York, also upgrading. Same is true of St. Clair, Michigan. And the BC government is actually pulling climate grants to municipalities right now. Not giving a great reason, probably just the plague. In people news, Hayden Bukas is now the director of sales at FC Lighting. Jack Adams is the new lab manager for the LIA. Chris Wolgamott is the executive advisor to the Light and Health Research Center at the Icon School. Boris Davidoff is now the executive VP at Viper. Led Vance has promoted Charlie Hart to VP of Marketing. WeSilica has promoted Vivek Pramod as Senior Vice President and General Manager of Smart Controls. And Landscape Forms has a whole new position just for Ryan Heiser. He's the Director of Design. Nora has added 2 engineers. And that's been this week. Thank you to Nailed. Get associated. Get educated. I've been Scott Wachter. Enjoy the music. Enjoy your week. Have a good one.
A sticky summer's day in Shepherdstown. An eagle in a thermal is a circle around like a tire on a bike rolling down Columbus Street. But Katie got a little look of hope in her eyes, and her arms unfold, and she looked to the skies and said, I'm gonna learn to fly around with you, yeah. She jumped up high and she fell on the ground and skinned her little knee and made a horrible sound. She got right up and she tried it again, and smiling all the way with her unstoppable grin. Take time, do what you're gonna do, and just smile, you're gonna see it through. Your wings are gonna sprout and lift you off the ground. Oh no, take time, do what you're gonna do, just smile, you're gonna see it through. Your wings are gonna sprout and you will learn to fly. Children used to laugh at her. They say
time. Do what you're gonna do and just smile. You're gonna see it through. Your wings are gonna sprout and lift you off the ground. No, no. Take time. Do what you're gonna do. Just smile. You're gonna see it through. Your wings are gonna sprout and you will learn to fly. Gonna do it, just smile. You're gonna see it through, and your wings are gonna sprout and lift you off the ground. Oh.